Hello?
Hi, my name is Bill Rosewood. I'm calling from Haunted House. I was looking for an Adam.
Yeah, this is Adam.
Adam, how are you? We're calling everybody who bought tickets online for the Haunted House this weekend, and I see your name and phone number on our list.
Yeah, we bought some tickets. A couple of friends of ours are thinking about heading up there.
Okay, and you're still planning on coming to the Haunted House?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I'm just calling everybody to let them know, no matter what they hear in the media, everything is okay now, and we are open for business, so we can't wait to see you this weekend.
Out of curiosity, what was in the media?
Oh, you didn't hear?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything.
Well, we're not trying to panic anybody, but we do need to let everybody know there was a slight murder on our premises the other day. A few days ago.
How is it a slight murder? And two, are you serious?
Good point. I was trying to play it down a little bit. Somebody was murdered in the haunted house. And yes, I'm serious.
So somebody got murdered at your haunted house? Like, legitimately murdered?
Yes, they did.
By an employee or like...
Well, we don't really know what happened. But once the body was found, we made all the appropriate phone calls, and everything has been taken care of. So, it's all good.
Yeah, I don't know if it's all good, man. I'll be honest, that kind of makes me a little nervous.
Well, why would it make you nervous? I'm calling to let you know that everything's cleaned up.
Yeah, but if you don't know who did it, it could be like one of your employees.
Well,
you have no idea. I could be walking into a death trap.
Well, the police are doing their thing. They've already interviewed all of our employees, and they don't think it's anybody that works here. So we're good to go. And we would love for you.
You know what? I think if you can just, thinking about this, like hearing this news, I think I'm going to just ask for a refund if that's cool. You can just, put it back in the card or whatever.
If you're worried about the blood, most of it has been cleaned up. And to be honest, you probably can't even tell the real stuff from the fake stuff anyway.
How much blood was there?
How much blood do you think is in the human body?
A liter, pint, gallon?
Yeah,
enough.
It was something like that. And if you think about it this way, it actually makes the experience a little more scary now, because you never know.
You never know what? You never know that I might get murdered next?
Well, I mean, it's kind of out there now, right? I mean...
Dude, I'm surprised that the police even let you stay open. Like, it's got to be some sort of murder scene, crime scene.
We have some really good lawyers that were able to keep us open throughout this whole ordeal. This unfortunate ordeal.
Right. All right. That does not make it any much better.
So you're scared about coming to our haunted house now? Is that it?
I'm a little nervous. I'll be honest, man. I mean, you haven't caught the guy that did it. Someone was murdered there. It was only last week. Nah, man. I don't. That does not sound like a good time.
What if I offer you a free soda and a free caramel apple?
Oh, okay. So a free soda and a free caramel apple.
Free caramel apple.
Get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, man. I just want the refund.
Hey.
The refund.
I've heard a lot of jokes recently that our caramel apples are to die for. You might want to try it.
Dude, man, I think that might be a little too soon. Like, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but, I would show a little bit more respect considering someone got murdered at your house. Your haunted house that you run.
Right, but we don't know that guy, do we? So you and I can share a little joke together.
Nah, man. I'm not going to laugh at that joke. I'm not going to go to the haunted house.
You know, the point of a haunted house is to be scared, though. So if you're already scared...
Well, there's a difference between, going and laughing at somebody dressed up in a ghost costume and going and wondering if the guy selling me that damn caramel apple is actually going to murder me 3 seconds later.
I'll tell you what. Carl, the guy that sells our caramel apples, is definitely not a murderer. He's like one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Fine. Then the guy that's selling me the soda, or the guy that, is actually dressed up like a killer clown.
It's not a guy. It's not a guy selling the sodas. Her name is Janet. She's a great lady. She might kill you with kindness, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to laugh at that joke either, man. Listen, I just want the refund.
I'm really disappointed that you're not going to come to the haunted house. I got to tell
you. Yeah, I'm really disappointed that you had someone get murdered there. But, hey, it's not a big deal. Just give me my money back. You'll be fine. There's other people I'm sure that are going to show up.
When I was talking to your friend Eric about you guys coming, he said that you were a big pussy. And he said that you would be scared.
You talked to Eric?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you talked to Eric?
Oh, that's because he emailed me to call you.
Why would he email you to call me?
Because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
So this is all just made up.
Yes, nobody got killed at the haunted house. Your friend Eric thought you might freak out if I told you that somebody died, though.
You're kidding me. What a...
Did you actually believe me that somebody died at the haunted house?
Man, haunted houses scare me.